Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Ocean Lovers Podcast. I'm Kirsty, and today's episode is going to be slightly different. I will be doing this episode by myself today. Katie will be joining us later on, possibly at the end of the month, but her schedule has been pretty chaotic, and my schedule has been very chaotic. That's why we haven't uploaded it in the last couple weeks, but I'm hopefully back to upload every Friday for you guys. I am planning on having more guests on the podcast, as well as possibly doing some solo episodes like this one. So this episode is basically just going to be about updates. There is some updates I want to share with you guys. And I also found some really cool ocean news that I thought I would share. And before I get into the episode, I do want to let you guys know we do have a Patreon page. So if you are looking for a way to help support the podcast, this is a great way to do it. We have four different tiers to choose from. One of them is a book club and it's brand new. So definitely check that one out. And the other ones just have more bonus content, video episodes. You get to vote on deep dive episodes and so much more. So definitely check those. And of course, there are other ways to support the podcast, like sharing us on your social media, whether that's on your stories or Facebook, or just telling a friend about the podcast. And you can also leave reviews. I know on Apple Podcasts, you can leave reviews on there or give us a rating. That definitely helps push out the podcast to help other listeners that might potentially like the podcast. It kind of helps push that out to them. So if you guys can do that, that would be amazing. So the first article I came across was on March 14th, so very recent. This is actually the day that it was published. Florida is expecting a lot of heavy blankets of this seaweed coming into their beaches. Apparently, it's supposed to really take over the beaches, and it's in a very abundant amount than what they normally expect. They're saying this winter, the rate of how much they get on their beaches is more alarming. And this stretches across the Atlantic Ocean from Africa to Florida. They're expecting it to be in Florida Keys, to be exact. They're saying, or they're estimating, that this is about 200 to 300 miles wide. So this natural occurrence is not bad. They do have a name for it. It's called sargassum. Sounds like sarcasm, but I believe that's how you pronounce it. It's S-A-R-G-U-G-A-S-S-U-M, sorry. And again, this is natural, but they're just expecting it to be a lot worse this year. And I'm going to go into the reasons why in just a minute. Right now, the main reasons why these blooms and these larger drifts are happening and taking over these beaches, unfortunately, is because of us, human activities. So this is, you know, all these pollutants that are going to our rivers, our lakes, our oceans. You know, we've talked about it before in previous episodes where all of these things are connected. And so lawn fertilizers, agricultural runoffs, things like that are causing all of these pollutants to kind of contaminate it, and they're causing all of these large blooms, unfortunately. Also kind of goes into more in-depth things. If you guys want to read that, I'll leave the link on our Patreon page and our Facebook in case you guys want to check that out. But there is a lot of good information there, so I definitely would recommend reading that if you are interested. So the next article I found really fascinating, and I'll just kind of do an overview of it, but it's basically called a sail drone surveyor. Sounds super cool. If you look at the video and the pictures, it's basically like this sailboat, but it's able to use sonar to map out some of the ocean floor up to 4 miles deep. So it took off in San Francisco Bay, July of 2022. It went all the way to Alaska and I think came back. It says that it just recently returned. So it was gone for, it seems like almost a year now. And it's just really cool. I guess they're discovering a lot more things on the floor in Alaska that we didn't know about before. And I thought was super interesting is that the developers of this is Mumbari. About having this sonar on the sailboat. For one, it's being controlled remotely, so there's no people on this sailboat. So, you know, nobody's being harmed or in super tough weather conditions, which I guess that it was able to go through. It also mentioned something about how they did have to reroute it once to avoid some type of storm. But what's really cool about this sonar is that Again, it's able to go about 4 miles deep and see what's down there. And so they're able to see like where these coral reefs are, if there's indications of oil or gases. And so it kind of helps better understand what is down there with maybe areas that we have never explored before. Something that really stuck with me while reading this article was that they mentioned that we have been to the moon. We have done so much research about the moon, even Mars, more than we have on the ocean floor. And that just kind of boggled my mind a little bit. So that was something that just kind of stuck with me after reading that. And I thought it was really interesting. So hopefully in the next 10, 20, 30 years, which I'm sure we will see more technology, better technology to read the ocean floor, even deeper than 4 miles. That way in situations like this, maybe to where they can't really have a person on a sailboat doing all this research, they have this technology that can do it in more rougher situations and rougher weather conditions that maybe a person wouldn't be able to handle, and it's more risky. So I'm sure we'll be able to see that in the future. And I'm really, really interested to see more articles and future research like this, because I just found it very interesting. Before I wrap up this episode, I want to talk a little bit about Happy Whale. So Happy Whale is doing some amazing things. We just did a really cool announcement on Instagram and Facebook. So for those that don't know, I've mentioned it a couple of times, but I do the social media for Happy Whale with Ted Cheeseman. And we've also had Ted Cheeseman on the podcast if you guys want to go back and listen to that episode. And we do plan on having him back in the future, hopefully maybe when this Happy Whale stuff officially goes out, but I'll go into it in a minute. But for those that don't know about Happy Whale, I'll kind of give you a little bit of an overview. Amazing. So basically, if you have a fluke photo, a whale tail photo of a humpback whale, you can submit your photos to happywhale.com after you, of course, create a little account. It's free. You don't have to worry about that. So you do all that, you submit it, you put all the information they need. And if the whale has already been identified through their database, then you will be able to see what whale that is, the name of that whale, the ID number, and then all around the world, if anybody else tracks that whale, if they not tracks, but if they take their own photo and submit it, then Happy Whale's database will be able to show where this whale, the specific whale that you took a picture of, is migrating from and to, and where it's going, and you can keep track of this whale. It's so cool, and you can get notifications when other people spot the same whale you did, and then you can click the map and you can just see everything. So it's really, really cool. I highly recommend doing it if you do have your own photos. So I was super excited for Ted when he told me this, and we officially announced it on the social media. But basically, Happy Whale will be able to identify humpback whales not just by their fluke images, their fluke photos, and their markings. They're going to be doing it by their dorsal fins, which is a total game changer, because I can't tell you how many times I have missed a fluke photo, or, you know, missed a fluke going up, or sometimes the humpbacks just don't show you their flukes. And that's happened many times. So I have a bunch of dorsal fin photos too, and that's going to be a total game changer. Something that Ted Cheeseman did mention is that it's not perfect yet. You know, they still have to do some things. So don't just jump in and start sending your dorsal fin photos. It's not, I believe it's not officially ready yet, but they are just announcing it just to kind of get it out there, get everyone excited. I know I'm excited. Hopefully you guys will be excited if you guys have submitted stuff to Happy Whale before, or if you're excited to submit stuff to Happy Whale after listening to this. So just don't submit those yet. I'm sure we will put more updates on social media when the time comes to do that, but you could always spread the word and tell everyone, or you can kind of maybe start organizing your dorsal fins, get them ready for whenever we can start submitting them. And of course, I'll keep you guys posted on here when that happens, when we release that, when Ted lets me know. So I just thought that was really, really cool, really exciting. I wanted to let you guys know here on the podcast for me. And I'll keep you guys updated. That is it for this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it, especially for my first time being solo here on the Ocean Lovers podcast. I had a lot of fun doing it. I hope you guys got a lot from it and liked this episode. Let me know what you think of it on our Instagram. Leave a comment on this episode's post and just kind of let me know what you thought of it. And again, I will be doing maybe more episodes like this and then getting guests on. And then hopefully Katie can come back soon and we can do some deep dives and things like that together. So again, I hope you guys like this episode and I will see you guys next week. Bye.